The MusicAire Person of the Year ceremony is one of the most prestigious events held during Grammy Week. This year, award-winning singer-songwriter Carole King was the honored artist in recognition of her extraordinary creative accomplishments as well as her significant charitable work over the years. Multi-Grammy winners Jacob Dylan, Amy Grant, Alicia Keys, Jennifer Nettles, Pink, Gloria Estefan, and Lady Gaga performed at the ceremony, as did the 71-year-old honoree herself. In her first song, King was accompanied by 25-year-old Ahmed El Hagar, a vocalist and oud player from Egypt. He began studying at Berklee College of Music last year, the same year King received an honorary doctorate from the school for her lifetime achievement in music.
In the course of getting that award, I was assigned a student escort for the 2 days I was there.
That student was El Hagar.
And we got to talking about, you know, his study of Western music, and he explained to me a lot of the things about Arabic music, which was so amazing, you know, like things like we have something like 12 modes, they have 200. And I just found it so fascinating.
King got excited about the idea of a multicultural collaboration with a young Egyptian musician.
She actually let me choose the song.
He chose the song Home Again. El Hagar introduced Eastern rhythm instruments like the tabla and duff.
I think it's a very eye-opening and mind-opening idea to reach out and include musicians and musical styles from different cultures.
Berklee's Christian Carmen teaches several groups, including the Middle Eastern Fusion Ensemble and Eastern Vocal Styles Ensemble. She says multicultural music can be incredibly rich and powerful when done well, which is not always easy.
I look at it very much like a form of translation. You know, when you want to translate between two languages, you can only do that if you really know both or however many languages very, very thoroughly. And that's a big commitment. You need to understand the people. You need to learn the language. You need to, you know, go to those countries, eat the food, you know, go to people's houses, understand the traditions, dance with the people. You know, you can only really understand the music if you immerse yourself in those aspects.
Karim credits El Hagar's study of Western music for his successful collaboration with Carole King.
Till I'm home again, feeling right.
Till I'm home again and feeling right.
I wanna be home again and feeling right.
The rising Egyptian artist says he is overwhelmed with the feedback he got from the audience that included some of America's singing superstars. They gave him a standing ovation. Ahmed El Hagar hopes other crossover artists from the Arab world will have similar opportunities. He says there's nothing like music to connect cultures around the world and bring people together. For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.